I told you not to get sucked into quarterbacks yesterday, and today I totally go against my entire sense of thought. It's Locked On Lions on a Tuesday.
You are Locked On Lions, your daily Detroit Lions podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Remember yesterday's show? By the way, Matt Derry, Locked On Lions, Locked On Podcast Network, Tuesday, June 28th into Wednesday, June 29th. All right, hold on a second. Remember yesterday's show when I had a lot of fun telling you that there were reports out of Seattle that maybe, just maybe, the Seahawks would consider Jared Goff if Drew Lock and Geno Smith and all those people out there didn't pan out, and maybe they'd go out. You know, it was a story in Seahawks Wire, and I said, Jared Goff is going to be the quarterback for the Lions forever. Well, today I'm going totally against all of this because I see one 2023 too early, way too early mock draft from Matt Miller, who is now at ESPN. And the Lions, of course, have the Rams first round pick again next year. So he's got the Lions drafting at 8-28. And he drafts the one guy, the one quarterback that I really, really like. I want to tell you about it. It's coming up today on the podcast and here on Locked On Lions. Also, training camp schedule has been released for your Honolulu Blue and Silver Warriors. We'll tell you when you can go down to 222 and check out your Lions. The public training camp schedule is out. We'll tell you those dates coming up momentarily. Also, Kayvon's checking in. That's right. The man the Lions did not draft, Kayvon Thibodeau, who instead went number 5 to the Giants, has some pretty gaudy numbers he thinks he can put up for the G-Men as an edge rusher in New York. We'll tell you about that coming up on the program. Much more to do here on this Tuesday edition, Locked On Lions, Locked On Podcast Network. Our good buddy Trevor Sikkema, formerly of the Locked On Network, formerly of the Draft Network, now with PFF, is scheduled to join us tomorrow. Hopefully talk to Trevor Sikkema tomorrow, now with Pro Football Focus on the program. Thanks for dialing us in and making us your first listen each and every day right here on Locked On Lions. Thank you for joining us today. You can follow me on Twitter at Derry Speaks, D-E-R-Y Speaks, at Locked On Lions on Twitter, and also the Matt Derry Facebook fan page. And as you know, and as you can see, you can also watch us each and every day on YouTube. Subscribe to our YouTube channel and catch the videos each and every day right here on Locked On Lions. First and foremost, can I just say something? And this is totally off the cuff, but I'm doing it. Could you watch an NFL game with no announcers? There's a story out there that on Sunday, your Detroit Tigers are taking on the Kansas City Royals on Peacock at 12:05. So if you're going to the game at Comerica Park on Sunday, don't forget, leave church or temple early. You're going to the game at noon. Peacock does that exclusive Sunday game, and they've been starting them at 11:30 in the morning, and now it's at 12:05. And I read somewhere today, and I've seen this the last couple of days, that they're not going to have the normal announcers, and that during play, a lot of times, it's just going to be dead silence. Craig Monroe is going to be there. Some other national guys are going to be there, like doing interviews and stuff on the side. But there's not going to be a play-by-play man or woman or a color analyst on the broadcast. And it got me thinking, wasn't it like 1982 or something? Jets, Dolphins, NBC decided to go announcer-free, and you just heard the crowd noise. And I remember how horrible it was. And I was starting to think about, there are certain games that I do watch for the Lions where sometimes I mute the I can't stand who the announcers are. I am not a Gus Johnson fan. I don't mute the TV for Gus. I like Aqib Talib. I thought he was pretty good. But there are some weeks when you go, oh my gosh, this is torture, right? Monday Night Football the last few years has really been a rough listen. And I'd almost rather mute the TV or turn on the Manning cast. But you got to have announcers, right? I'm going to be interested in seeing what this is going to be all about coming up Sunday. But to me, when you have an NFL game or football game, you got to have announcers. But I remember when I was a kid, very, very young, they tried that out with that Dolphin-Jet game, and it was a disaster. It was very difficult to not have some semblance of an announced team. All right, so as I said in the open, Jared Goff, talked about it yesterday. Go back and listen or watch yesterday's podcast. I said Jared Goff is not going anywhere. He's going to be the quarterback here this year. I think he's going to be the quarterback here next year, unless he's really, really bad. This organization is married to him. They like him a lot, and they have no plan to really bring in anybody to replace him, nor have they tried to over the last 2 years that they've had him. And I know they traded for him in the Stafford deal, but they have not drafted any quarterbacks the last 2 years. Have they? They not even brought in any young people. Tim Boyle, David Blau, those are just stand-ins, all right? So today, Matt Miller at ESPN.com did his way too early prognostication of the 2023 mock draft. And Matt Miller had at number one in the mock draft. Hold on, I just lost it. Let me get it back. He had at number one, Will Anderson, edge rusher from Alabama, going number one to the New York Jets. Number two to the Bears. He has the Bears finishing with the second worst record. Jackson Smith and Jigba, the wide receiver from Ohio State. And then Jalen Carter, the big defensive tackle, going number three to the Houston Texans. He had the Lions picking eighth in the first round and then 28th from the Rams. Now, as I told you yesterday, I'm not here to talk about quarterbacks, and I don't think Jared Goff is getting replaced. And then what do I see? Matt Miller at number eight picks a quarterback for the Lions. And I'm like, hey, I even said it yesterday. You're not getting C.J. Stroud. You're not getting Bryce Young. Because the Lions are going to do better than being in the top five. They're going to improve. They're going to win more games. They're not going to be one of the worst five teams in the NFL, in my humble opinion. I'm not sitting here telling you they're going to win 9 games, 10 games, and make the playoffs. But 3 wins last year, I think they're going to win 6, 7 games this year. Maybe even 8. So that does not mean they'd be in the bottom five. There are bad teams at the bottom. Seattle is going to be bad. The Jets are going to be bad. The Bears are going to be bad. Houston, Jacksonville, plenty of bad teams out there. And there's always going to be teams that get so injured, they're a lot worse and end up being a lot worse than you think. Right? That's a good possibility. New York Giants, who's their quarterback, right? Anyway, I digress. So I'm reading through this article and I'm looking at it. I'm like, oh my God. At number eight, Matt Miller, now of ESPN, draft analyst, has the Lions picking Kentucky quarterback Will Levis. I love Will Levis. Will Levis is sweet. I don't know how many of you watch Kentucky football. This dude is awesome. I like watching Will Levis. Anytime I've seen Kentucky, I'm like, ooh, I really like their quarterback, and I check him out. Didn't play much his first couple of years. Last year, breakout year as a junior. He completed 66% of his passes, 2,826 yards, 24 touchdowns, and 13 interceptions. Miller writes, quote, Levis might no longer be a sleeper as he has entered the household conversation this summer. He has many fans in the NFL thanks to his size, 6'3", 232 pounds, arm strength, and gunslinger style of play. Of the top three quarterbacks, he might have the most well-rounded skill set as a thrower, scrambler, and designed runner. Levis has to cut down on interceptions. He had 13 last season, but his 33 total touchdowns, including 9 on the ground, have evaluators intrigued to see another season. I'm sorry to say this, but I'm a big Will Levis fan. So I'm going totally against what I said yesterday, but this dude can ball. He hurdled some guys last year. I watched it. He was running that, you know, the read option to perfection. Passer rating of 148.3 last year in the SEC playing for Kentucky. Big number 7, but he can move, man. He runs, he throws, he's got a little Brett Favre in him. Kind of tries to sneak some balls in there and some traffic. Great arm. I'm a huge Will Levis fan. I love Levis. So it was just kind of ironic to see that today and go, oh, no. Yesterday I told you Jared Goff's not going anywhere. Today a mock draft for next year. All right? We got so much time to go. And they're talking about the Lions getting their quarterback of the future, and it's Will Levis. He's really good. Really good. I'm just a fan. So check out his highlights. If you've never seen him play, go on YouTube and watch him. He's just fun. He's fast. He's got great energy. Really good arm. So there you go. Matt Miller also says that the Lions, with their 28th pick, he did an entire first round. The pick they get from the Rams in the Stafford deal would select Alabama wide receiver Jermaine Burton. Miller writes, quote, Burton is another transfer who's expected to star in 2022 as the former Georgia wideout could emerge as wide receiver number one for Bryce Young in a pass-first offense at Alabama. He averaged 17 yards per catch and had 8 touchdowns over the past 2 seasons. Watch his output soar for the Crimson Tide. Detroit, meanwhile, could pair Burton with former Bama star Jamison Williams, whom the Lions traded up for in round one in April. Again, very unusual to see a kid like Jermaine Burton transfer from Georgia to Alabama, but that's exactly what he did. He averaged 17 yards per catch last year with 8 touchdowns. 17 yards per catch with 8 touchdowns over his first 2 years in Athens. Last year, 19 yards per catch, 5 touchdowns. But obviously he was playing behind George Pickens and others at Georgia. So it's a way, way, way far ahead look at the draft next year. But another receiver and another quarterback, this offense could be pretty sweet. I don't know. Well, I'm a huge Will Levis fan. Sorry, I'm going totally against my theory yesterday that Jared Goff will be the quarterback here for like the next 2 years. Maybe they'll draft Will Levis and Goff will still be here. Then we could have best of both worlds. Coming up next, training camp schedule. Woo-wee! Let's do it. First, our friends at betonline.net. They're your number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, league reviews, and news, including this year's NHL, Major League Baseball, Stanley Cup playoffs are done. We need to update this read. But if you want to bet on tonight's Tiger-Giants game, you can do it at betonline.net. Get all the information, all the trends before you put down your money. BetOnline also remains the best spot for all your sports scores, podcasts, and news this season, including MMA, boxing, and golf. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more about the trends and action. It's simple. BetOnline.net is the best because anything you want to know, Kayvon Thibodeau, over-under sacks. Jared Goff, over-under touchdowns. Lions, over-under wins. Still sitting at, I believe, 6.5. You can get it all at BetOnline. BetOnline, where the game starts. All right, it's a Tuesday edition, everybody, of Locked On Lions right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. Thank you for joining us and making us your first listen. Again, each and every day right here on this very program. Big day today for the Leos as they have announced their training camp schedule for 2022, at least the practices that are going to be open to the public. The Lions will open up training camp on July the 30th at 8:30 in the morning. That's July 30th. What day of the week is that? Because I'm looking at the calendar, and I need to do a better job of giving you the dates. All right, let me look at that is a Saturday. Saturday, July 30th, 8:30 in the morning. That one is for Lions loyal members only. The first practice that anybody can go to is on August 1st. That is a Monday at 8:30 a.m. as well. Next day, Tuesday, August 2nd, 8:30 in the morning also. Wednesday, August 3rd, 8:30. Thursday, August 4th, 8:30. And Friday, August 5th, also Lions loyal members only, 8:30 a.m. Gates open 1 hour before practice starts. You got to go down to Allen Park in the facility. and 222 Rodwood Drive. Line up on the sidewalk there and hope to get in. The next week, the Lions will hold open practices on August the 8th at 2:30 in the afternoon, August the 9th at 8:30 in the morning, and then again on August the 10th, also at 8:30 a.m. First practice, July 30th, and the sixth practice, August 5th. Again, Lions loyal members only. But training camp brought to you by Rocket Mortgage. Should be very, very interesting this year. There's going to be some good battles. We talked about the defensive line a little bit the other day on the Sunday pod with Aiden Hutchinson and everything else, seeing what the new offense looks like with Jared Goff and Ben Johnson. But a good opportunity to go down to practice, and they gave you nine training camp practices that you can go to, seven of them wide open to the public. And then the other two, the 30th of July and August 5th, if you're a Lions loyal member, you can go to that practice as well. And some of this might change, subject to change. If there's rain, they got to move the practice inside. Maybe they do some makeup dates, all of that. But a good opportunity to go to Allen Park and check out training camp. I know there's been some thought over the last few years, maybe the team needs to move training camp, maybe go back to Saginaw like they did years ago, or have it somewhere else, or have it on a college location, or even out of town. But the Lions, again, at least for this year, scheduled to be in Allen Park once again. All right, Kayvon Thibodeau speaks. That comes up next. All right, so if you recall, there were some Tank for Tibbs fans. There were some Lions fans that were hopeful that with the number two overall pick, the Lions weren't going to take Aiden Hutchinson, but rather go with Kayvon Thibodeau. And for some odd reason, there was a little bit of a smokescreen over the week leading up to the draft where there was talk of Brad Holmes loving Kayvon Thibodeau. Thibodeau publicly saying, "I've been on the phone with Dan Campbell a bunch. He's been texting me. I tried to tell you for weeks the Lions were not taking Kayvon Thibodeau, nor was he even in the top two on their board." All right, we all knew about their love for Aiden Hutchinson. And then when Jacksonville took their guy, that would have been who the Lions would have taken. All right, so Kayvon ends up going number five to the Giants, and they were holding a mini camp last week, and he was asked about his season this year and what it would look like. Now, bear in mind, last year the Giants had Azeez Ojulari, who was a rookie, and he had eight sacks. Lawrence Taylor back in 1981, who's arguably the greatest defensive player of all time, Bill Belichick will tell you that, he had 9.5 sacks as a rookie. Kayvon Thibodeau is going to help with the pass rush. We know that. He is a very, very good football player coming out of Oregon. He's been a little bit banged up. We'll see how he does. But he was asked by the NFL Network about his expectations for this season. And this was a Giants team that last year finished 22nd in pass rush. Kayvon said, quote, "I don't want to think too big. You have to compartmentalize the season. If I could average at least one sack a game or contribute 5 to 10 tackles a game, then I'll be good. That's the smartest way to do it. You never want to look at the end. You always want to take it day by day. If you reach for the top, you'll miss those steps right in front of you. So I know if I take those small steps and get that one sack or 5 to 10 tackles a game by the end of the season, I'll be where I want to be," end quote. Now, again, he's not predicting one sack a game. He's not saying he'll definitely have one sack a game, but if Kayvon Thibodeau finishes with 17 sacks, he is going to lead all rookies. He is. Because Aiden Hutchinson's not getting 17 sacks. I don't see that happening. None of these guys, to me, look to be that dominant just yet. Now, again, Kayvon last year had 7 sacks in 10 games for Oregon. 19 sacks in 30 games, right? So I'm not so sure. That's asking a lot of a player to have 17 sacks as a rookie. Trayvon Walker from Georgia, who was the number one overall pick in Jacksonville, will probably play more inside. What, 7-8 sacks maybe for him? Maybe. I think Aiden Hutchinson getting double digits this year and getting 10 sacks would be considered a good season. I'm a little concerned that the level of that he played at last year where he was just incredible. I don't know if he can keep that up at this level as a rookie, but I expect him to play and play a lot, as I said the other day. Kayvon Thibodeau, you could make the prediction, will lead all rookies in sacks based on that's kind of what he does. You know, Aiden Hutchinson was interviewed by the Lions at the combine and said, I love to set the edge. I love to stop the run. Yeah, I love getting to the quarterback. That's what Josh Pascal said, but Aiden likes to do it all. Thibodeau is more of a stand up on the edge and run around a guy type than Aiden Hutchinson. I think Aiden will be a better player this year because I think he's going to be healthier. I think he's more NFL ready. I think in 2-3 years, we could be talking about Hutchinson or Thibodeau being more well-rounded and the better pass rusher. I could see that too. But one sack a game, and again, that's not what Kayvon's predicting, but he's saying if I can get one sack a game or 5 to 10 tackles, one sack a game is 17. That's a lot, a lot. And reaching for the stars, fine. You know, I'm not sure that's realistic. And like I said, none of these guys to me moved the needle to the point where you were so locked into any of them that they were going to be so, so dominant. This was not like Bruce Smith going at the top of the draft. Aiden Hutchinson's a really good player. Trayvon Walker was good, but not great in college. Kayvon was good, but never great to the point where we went, oh my gosh, he's a lock. It came down to the day of the draft to figure out Walker, Hutch, Thibodeau. 17 sacks for any of those guys is going to be a lot. All right, we're going to talk to Trevor Sickema tomorrow from PFF. Thanks for watching, making us your first listen as well, here on this Tuesday edition of Locked On Lions.